castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Floors, your personal florist since 1883.
Hi, it's the roofer from Lane House Construction. If you have damage from the storm and need emergency repair, call Lane House Construction. We can get you tarped or boarded very quickly, normally within 24 hours or sooner. So remember, for storm damage, call Lane House Construction. Roofing, siding, windows, and gutters, or emergency repair. In St. Louis, 314-845-2166, or in St. Peter's at 636-724-2000. Area-wide, 866-546-ROOF, or on the web at lanehouseconstruction.com.
Is your car's air conditioning blowing hot air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
How much is that doggy in the window?
That doggy in the window.
The
oh, that doggy, like Dr. Dougie.
Hey.
How much is that doggy? I'm sure somebody will call with questions about a dog, but I have a question because Dan, well, we'll address it with Dr. Doug when we get him on. First, I have to do a couple of things. One, I have to give you the phone numbers because here's how this works. We start right off with your calls. Anything you want to ask about your pet, whatever your pet is, it doesn't have to be a dog or a cat. It could be an iguana, salamander, you know, that kind of thing. And then we'll put your name on the screen, and it's first come, first serve. Here are the numbers, 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877, or toll-free, 888-550-KTRS. And Dr. Doug is brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. I would call right now if I were you. Here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Today.
Good doctor, how are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. Now, while Dan puts the names on the screen, I have to ask you, he told me off the air, you drove a chimpanzee to Florida?
Yes, we split the driving.
You and the chimp? Now, seriously, was it you in a car with a chimp?
Yeah, but it was in a cage.
Oh, so not sitting on the passenger seat eating
the
banana.
No, not this time.
How big was the chimp?
Oh, about 225 pounds.
Whoa.
Oh, that's a gorilla.
No, that's a big
chimp. That's a big chimp.
Now, let me ask you this. If you drove to Florida, you obviously had to stop. Did you get out with a chimp and walk into a restaurant?
Oh, no, no, no. There were a couple of us driving, so we drove straight through, and we had the chimp in a nice cage, and it was comfortable.
How does he use the facilities?
Oh, the chimp?
Yeah.
Well, we put a big tarp underneath the cage, so.
Oh, so
whatever,
the poop fell
whatever
through.
Whatever was.
Did he throw it at you?
No, this is a good chimp. It's a female. I've known her since she was a baby.
Why did you take her to Florida?
She moved sunny Florida,
to the beach
area, and there's a really nice primate sanctuary there, and she moved into that facility so she could have, wonderful weather.
Now, how old is she?
She's about 14.
And they get to be real old, don't they, like 80 or something?
Some have been reported two chimps in their 70s. And but typically 50 to 60 years is more common.
But isn't cheetah still alive out in California?
Well, they said that cheetah is alive in Palm Springs, but some people have contested. You know, there were like 7 or 8 cheetahs, actually.
It's like Lassie. There were 3 or 4 Lassies.
Yeah, yeah. And we're not sure if this is the last cheetah or not. Some people claim it was. Some people claim it wasn't.
And how would you know?
I've actually treated that chimp for hemorrhoids.
You treated the actual real Tarzan cheetah?
Well, the one that you were talking about that's in Palm Springs.
Wow.
Man, hemorrhoids.
Not many people can say that.
How many
did cheetah let you, like,
that?
Put something up as a...
What was the treatment? Preparation H, or what was the treatment?
Yes, but it was kind of making a diagnosis was kind of fun.
I bet it was.
I've always wanted a chimp.
You know what, though? I think a lot of people do, except I have to tell you, I worked with a guy in the radio business who had a monkey. It wasn't a chimp. He had a monkey. And he will tell you, it's the worst decision he ever made. Yeah, would you agree, Dr. Doug?
Absolutely. Yeah. It's not a good pet.
They seem like it would be like having a little person.
Yeah.
Right. It's almost like having a little autistic person that never gets better.
My mom had a squirrel monkey when they were growing up as kids, and they took a trip.
Can be nasty.
Yeah, they took a trip to Canada, and it was six kids in the car, the two parents and the monkey, all in a station wagon together.
Yeah, we never encourage people to have these pets, and that's why they end up in situations where they can't keep them. They look cute when they're babies, but get a chimp about 6 to 7 years old and he's ready to hurt you.
And if they get away from you, you're not going to catch him.
Well,
he's gonna jump up in a tree or something.
How the animal was raised, and and some of them are just unruly and scary, and some are less scary. But they're always wild animals. We never take them for granted.
Now, how long were you in Florida? Did you just drop the chimp off?
Dropped him off and stayed a day and a half and flew back. And the chimp's doing great, and it's really very well socialized and very happy chimp.
Coco's still alive. The signing gorilla?
The gorilla one? In San Francisco.
Yes.
Penny, something or other.
Yeah, there's some very cool videos online, a diary almost of Coco. And she,
I worked with the bonobos in Des Moines, Iowa, has a collection and the famous bonobo Kanzi, who actually can interpret English speaking to you and knows all these pictograms are kind of sign language. Which kind of structures. They actually pick their own meals with the computer. They have computers built into their cages.
See, that's weird.
It's really strange.
It's weird that they're that close to us.
Yeah, Coco knows about 1,000 words in sign language.
Yeah.
Are they on Facebook?
They are just amazing. And they each teach, they can teach one another from generation to generation. They can teach them how to read the sign language or the
That's
pictograms.
Creepy. Monkeys creep me out because they're too much like us.
Too intelligent.
Yeah. Coco has a favorite movie. I can't remember it offhand. It's an old movie from the 60s.
Debbie Does Dallas?
No, it's I can't remember the name of it.
Now, you want to take some calls?
Sure.
Maybe somebody has a chimp. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Here we go. Once again, the number's one last time. 314-969-KTRS. Toll free, 888-550-KTRS. We start with Adrian. I had to do that. You have to do it with that name. Adrian, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Adrian.
Hi, Adrian.
Hey, Adrian.
Thank you very much.
Hey, you.
What's going on?
I've never heard that.
That's I bet. How can I help you?
Now you know why I'm calling. I have a Bichon.
Uh-huh.
She's a gorgeous little dog.
But she won't shut up.
She was a rescue, and she was in bad shape when we got her. Now she's gorgeous, but she scratches all of the time. And thought she was allergic to all of the grains. So she's on Blue Buffalo Basic, and everything is grain free, but she's still scratching.
Well,
so my question is, I'm just
going to tell you that foods are only one source of particular of allergens. The allergens are the agents that come into our body either through inhalation, through injection, through contact, whatever, and they kind of stimulate our body's immune system. Now, the human, you have allergies, usually express it first and foremost through your lungs or like asthma. But in dogs, they tend to show it in their skin and their ears and their eyes. So, you did a good thing by kind of finding the right food, but then you have to look for other potential allergens. It could be anything from a surface, if it's on the tummy specifically, then you look for like rugs or furniture or grass and stuff like that can be a problem. And it really depends. It's a little bit of investigative work. Your vet can give you a number of protocols to try and help reduce the allergen. There's a number of compounds that are out. There are food supplements. There's even in some cases that are really bad, you can get into some anti-inflammatories. But it's kind of it's an investigation. There's some special testing you can do that can actually identify what the allergens are. And unfortunately, things like dust mites, which are in everybody's house, even the best of homes, are one of the most prominent causes of allergens, and those are hard to get rid of. So your vet will sit down and tell you about how to manage it from his point of view and what you can do at home. Keep the coat short, keep them, bathed, don't change foods, all kinds of goodies to try and help with an allergy dog. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Adrian. Thank
Bye.
You. Thank you. Bye-bye, Adrian. Next up would be, let's see, in order, Jason. Jason, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Jason, how's your white man?
How's your white what?
What?
You know, Jason, the murderer.
A white man.
Oh, why's your white
Halloween, 1, 2, 3, 4.
That's a funny one.
I get that every now and then.
Jason Voorhees was Friday the 13th. Right? Michael Myers was Halloween.
That's right, that's right.
Yeah. Get your horror right, Doctor.
Yeah.
What's up, Jason?
My question for you is, we have a Bengal cat, I guess it's a Bengal tiger cat, and she just recently started, I'd say within the last month, she started peeing in places, and we don't have any clue why.
I'd let her do whatever she wants to do. Yeah. It's a Bengal tiger.
You know, the first thing you want to do is rule out a simple bladder infection, and then if that doesn't respond to antibiotics or whatever they decide, you certainly want to rule out the possibility of a stone in the bladder. That's fairly common in cats. And the Bengal cat is actually a cross between kind of exotic species origins and domestic cats. So it doesn't look like a tiger or anything.
Well, let me stop. Jason, you have a Bengal tiger?
Well, again,
somewhat. It's a miniature version.
Yeah.
How miniature? How much does it weigh?
I'd say probably 16 to 20 pounds.
Oh, okay. Wow. So it's not like a tiger.
No.
No, they kind of look like one. You look them up online. They got the stripes and you know they're pretty cool looking.
Yeah,
they're definitely intriguing when you see them.
Yeah, they usually come from a serval cat crossed with some kind of domestic cat. So the serval cat never gets any bigger than 40, 45 pounds unless it's obese.
I'm not much of a cat lover. It's my wife's cat, but they are a pretty cool cat. So
yeah,
I'm okay.
Yeah, they are. But I would rule out the infection first, and then you might end up with a behavioral issue at the back end of it. And there's some things to do again to kind of retrain them to a box in an isolated area, like maybe a laundry room or someplace. But I it sounds more likely if it just appeared out of nowhere that you want to rule out infection first. Okay.
All right, I appreciate it. Yeah. Take care.
Thank you.
Thanks again.
Thank you, Jason. I thought he had like a Bengal tiger. Because, Doctor, there are people around here who do have tigers.
Unfortunately, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, those are really scary. I mean, at 4 or 5 months, a tiger cub has enough strength in its jaws and its claws, too, to really injure you, even if it's just playing, you know. So,
all right. So
you get them when they're babies, they look darling.
Not a good idea. This is Ed, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Ed. How are you?
Well, been better and been worse. Thanks for taking my call.
Mm. Good one.
Okay. Hey, gang. AM and PM.
Thank you.
Yeah.
He said AM and the PM.
Oh, sorry.
Somebody's asleep at the wheel. Go ahead, Ed.
Hey, I called about 6-8 months ago about my half lab and Australian Shepherd that's really freaked out from storms, and she can even smell the rain coming. But we went on vacation. She was in the basement, and she started having a gait down there. She was chewing the tarp straps in half and opening the gate. Now she's climbing over the gate. We had a house sitter, and at the top of the steps there's that piece of metal that's a 9-inch aluminum. She peeled about, she had about 4 to 5 inches left of that before she had it all peeled off.
Wow.
She's chipped one canine tooth and a lot of enamels off of it. Anything be done?
I couldn't hear that last thing.
She chipped a tooth, and she had a lot of enamel off of one of her canines.
Okay.
Should anything be done with that? There was even blood that seeped between this. So much blood that seeped between the basement steps and dropped down into where the water heater was.
Whoa, good grief, like a murder scene.
Wow.
Yeah. Can I worry about that tooth that's got the enamel?
Well, only if the root is or the central core is exposed, you might want to have your vet look at it. He might want to file it. There's actually 2 veterinary dentists in St. Louis, believe it or not, and they can do everything from braces to, you know, fix these kind of core. They don't get cavities like what we do, but they can have a broken shaft that allows you to look inside the root, and that can be very painful. So, yeah, I would have it checked out just to make sure. But if it's just an enamel loss, probably not a lot you have to do for that. And the bleeding may have been from cutting the gum at the time whenever the incident occurred.
Oh, that she's fine now, you know, but, yeah, she's pretty good. I can clip her nails and all that, and she just sits there, and she lets me check her out. So I'll see if anything's exposed, and I'll go from there.
Yeah, that sounds great. Bye, Ed.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Hey, don't people have, do we have, they call it canine teeth?
Right, the pointed teeth. On the...
How do we have dog teeth?
We have canine teeth because the canine teeth are used by carnivores for shearing away meat and, you know, when they're eating something big.
So does a cat have canine teeth?
Oh, absolutely. They're
that just doesn't seem right.
Yeah, they're strict carnivores.
All right. Let's get to Sean in here. Let me make sure I hit the right one. There it is. Sean, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hey, Sean, how are you? I'm doing well. I have a terrier, collie, hound, corgi mix kind of dog. She's a perfect Heinz 57, if you will.
Right.
And she's always had trouble expressing her anal glands.
Hmm.
Herself?
And so barring taking her to the vet every 4 weeks, is there anything you can do to maybe help her along the way?
Yeah, if I have a dog that has chronic anal gland problems, then I usually, under a light sedation, flush them out real well, and then you can actually install antibiotics right into the gland.
Yeah.
And in the very worst cases, they can be surgically removed. It's not the simplest procedure, but it's something you can do if they're really a pain in the tush.
Well, you can also learn to express them yourself, right, Dr. Doug?
I wouldn't suggest that. You know, even the groomers that try and express them, they kind of massage them outwards, but the true way to do it is for the vet to put a finger, a rubber glove on, and actually express inside the mouth.
Ian, I actually witnessed expression last week, and I don't have the mustard.
You don't have the stomach for it.
No kidding. All right, Sean, thank you.
Why don't you express yourself? I mean, tell us about
That's
it.
That's a good one. That's a good one, Doctor. Let's get Chris in here. Chris, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug. Hey, Frank, the animal and the
Thank you.
Hey, Chris. I have two quick questions, if you don't mind. One was about a chimp, and I didn't know people were calling in about dogs, so I wanted to ask him a quick one. He was talking about how sometimes the chimps, when they get older, they get dangerous. I've heard, but I don't know too much, that chimps have, like, I guess they're 5 times stronger than men. Can they, like, throw guys around? I mean, how much stronger than this, like,
They're considered, just think about them when you see them in the zoo or wherever.
They
have
small.
Such strength in their arms, their shoulder girdle, and that's where most of their weight and muscle is. And they have the equivalent, people measure them at about 6 times the average man. And I have seen, you know, like a chimp just casually hold onto a hose that 6 or 7 big guys are trying to pull away and just kind of looking at you like, okay, well, where's the challenge? So they really are kind of potentially that strong. And if you've ever seen the canines of a chimp, although they're not strict carnivores,
well, they got some teeth.
They got some teeth. And they could, you know, it's just not a pet that, it's not a pet. And people that think they should have a pet like that, I think are wrong. So,
right. And then another quick question. That's about my mother's dog. She's got a half chow, half collie. She's probably about 12, but she's been like this since she was young. If she gets anything other than the special formula food my mother buys, anything like a scrap of, especially like pork or any other type of meat, she has for a couple of days runny, reddish, bloody, very bloody, runny diarrhea.
Oh my goodness! All right,
and it's to the point to where, like, we make sure she never gets anything other than her food. We don't buy her dog snacks, nothing, and you know, we don't know if there's a cure for it or what, but it's runny, straight liquid.
Well, what's the question? Uh-huh. Seems to me you just don't feed the dog anything but that.
And I'm wondering what's bleeding inside that if she eats anytime. I mean, it's red.
He just likes to keep saying
that's
it.
That's called a trash can gastroenteritis or a hemorrhagic gastroenteritis.
Yes, hemorrhagic.
And if hemorrhagic. We bleed rectally, we think we're dying of colon cancer. But if you change the dog's diet, if he goes out and just picks up something, it can disrupt everything. So in your case, we also, you know, for 30 or 40 years, we've been creating these beautiful kibble diets that are grain-based in a lot of cases. And we've developed a lot of animals with irritable bowel disease, which is kind of the equivalent of Crohn's or colitis kind of disease. So you're right. Your animal needs to be on a specific diet to know very specifically what your dog diagnosis is. You'd have to go in and do biopsies of the bowel lining, and then you would probably be on some degree of anti-inflammatory or anti-metabolite. But if you can manage it with just food and add no additional treats. If you want a treat, use the kibble as the treat out of the sink of a normal feeding special. Okay?
Well, the vet suggested that we use that seafood blend, and that's all we've been feeding her for years, because other than that, she's tore up for a couple days. So,
yeah, if it works, it works. And you're right. Eat the other products away. They can develop pancreatitis, too, which can be a chronic problem as well.
All right, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. I think he just liked to say red diarrhea.
Yes.
Diarrhea. All right, we're out of time. This informative, educational. What else could you say about it except that? And then we'll do it again.
I love y'all.
We'll do it again next week. Thank you, Doctor. Dr. Doug Pernikoff, everybody, your pet's best friend. and the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the Afternoon, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. I need to see the screen. I can see the screen. Sorry, folks, some inside stuff. And on the other end of this phone, even though I can't see him, we do have a show with cameras, but it's not this show, is John Londoff. Hello, John.
Hello, Frank. How are you?
Great. How are you?
I could snap a picture of myself real quick and
I know what you look like.
You?
Nope, I know what you look like.
I could, you know, I have a camera here. What's this called, John?
Webcam.
Webcam. I have a webcam. Say hi to my son, John Londoff III, who's here visiting today.
Ladies and gentlemen, there will be a day when the dad retires, and I'll still be working because my wife is high maintenance, and we'll be talking to this guy, John Londoff III.
Yeah. Also known as Sticks, right? Yeah. Sticks Chevrolet, maybe,
right,
in the future.
That's
how
right.
you doing, Sticks?
John III, how are you?
Good. How are you, sir?
Good. What do you, don't call me sir. It makes me feel old. How? What do you like to be called? John, Johnny III? What do you like?
I have no preference, really.
No
I
preference. See?
Call them all.
Easy going. Easy.
One thing he doesn't like is like when he hears his mom go, Johnny! Like when she's screaming.
Because
then that means that, you know, something's going on. Like some laundry maybe that didn't come down or stuff like that. But he's a great young man.
How do you guys determine who she's asking for in the house?
Yeah, because if I came over and I heard your wife screaming, Johnny, I'm sorry, I know your son's there.
Oh, my goodness, I would not have been.
You know what? You just can't help yourself, can you? You really can't. I mean, you see an opportunity, you see a layup, you're taking it. That's great.
Yeah. Now, so let me talk to the third for a second. Sticks, what are you...
I should just shut up then. Go ahead.
Sticks,
sorry.
What are you doing there today? What have you been doing so far today?
I haven't been here too long. Talking to people, just catching up, saying hi. I had class most of the day out at Lindenwood.
Mm.
Just coming up here to help Dad with whatever needs to be done.
I want you to do me a favor. I want to see if I can tell whether or not in the future you're going to sound like your dad. Could you just say for me, say, are you kidding me? Just say that.
My younger brother's better at this, but I'll get a shot. You kidding me?
He's got it.
He's got it.
He's
now.
Got it. Yep. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. Yeah.
That's great.
Isn't that funny, John?
Yes, yeah, I'm laughing hard. You know, it's just when I am talking to your son, Austin, he sounds just like you.
No, he does.
He sounds, I mean, it's like I told him the one time, I said, I swear I'm talking to you, Dad. You sound just like Frank. I said, but here's the good thing. Austin, you look like your mom. So, you know, and he said, you know, you're right.
Yeah, that doesn't. That doesn't hurt me.
I'm blessed. I look like my mom, not my dad.
It's interesting. He's trying to hurt me, but it's not working. It's not working. Look at me.
It's not working.
These guys can look at me and tell it's not working. I'm smiling.
I am not trying to hurt you. This is just like Dragnet. Just the facts. Just the facts.
You know that. You've heard that before. It's not the first
time. I actually agree with it. I agree. Well, here's how much he sounds like me. This is the kid who called his principal in high school as me. And said that he was sick. He said, yeah, this is Austin's dad. He's not going to be in today because he's sick. And the principal was smart enough that she called me and said, I just thought you'd like to know that you called me today to tell me your son was sick. And I said, no, I didn't. She said, I know, but he doesn't know that. He thinks that I bought it. And so I went and found him sitting at Hardee's with his buddy skipping school. It was a great day.
Wah, wah.
Yeah. Wah, wah. Busted.
Busted.
Sticks, did you ever do that? Did you ever skip school and call in as your dad or pretend to be sick when you weren't sick?
I've never called in to school to pretend to be sick, but I feigned some sicknesses to get out of tests once or twice.
See, honesty. Uh-huh. This is important in the car business.
Hi,
told the truth, fake being sick.
My name's Johnny Londoff. I own my own bidding and lot, and my son is sick. Are you kidding me?
See, I don't think that sounded like him.
Oh, yeah, it didn't sound like me at all.
No, I agree.
Yeah.
Not even close.
It was still good to hear you, Dan. I thought maybe you were taking a nap back then.
Yeah, I was. Are you kidding me?
Even if you interject like some nothingness, it's still good to hear your voice.
Man,
you know?
Oh, man.
That hurt. You're trying to cut me now.
No, we're having a great day here today. Johnny Londoff Chevrolet is the Memorial Day sales event continues. It just goes on and on and on, and the prices, the deals are unbelievable. They are. I mean, the additional $500 rebate on Chevy Cruze, on Chevy Malibu, Chevy, geez.
Sonic. Chevy G's. I've not seen. Now I've not seen. No, not Rat Boy. Not cheese. The G's. The Chevy G's. Now what is that? A compact car?
That's not the Chevy. It's not in production yet. But boy, okay. When it does,
you know
geez,
what happened?
That's gonna be cool.
You know what happened here? He accidentally let slip a secret project that GM has. Yeah. They're working on the new Chevy G's,
and you he cut wasn't that out, supposed to. And we,
John,
how long of a delay are we on?
No,
we're gonna
edit that out.
Nobody ever.
Nobody at GM will ever know that you let that out.
All right.
The good. Chevy G's.
Yeah, I'm saved then. I'm saved for another day.
Yeah.
I'm saved for another day. And did you know that there's an additional $750?
I did not know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Another $750 on Silverado, regular cab, extended cab, crew cabs, half ton, and HDs.
Hmm.
Now, we know what HD stands for.
Heavy duty.
High definition.
No, man, we're not selling television.
No.
Heavy duty.
It's a truck. It's not a TV.
Yeah.
You know, but no, great pre-owned deals on the 250 plus used cars, pre-owned vehicles that we have. And here's something else. You know, sometimes you want to do business with us. We love the AM and the PM crowd.
The best.
It's so much fun. And you might say, hey, Lawn Duff, we checked your website, lawnduff.com, and we're looking for a particular model. We're looking for a Nissan Pathfinder, an 07. We're looking for a BMW. We're looking for a Ford product. If we don't have it, you want to do business with us, we'll find it. If we can locate that vehicle.
Listen to that attitude.
Well, we work for you.
We'll
and you'll
find
put a special AM and the PM price.
There you
okay?
go. Can't beat that.
Family deals here at Lawn Duff Chevrolet, and so it's good. It's all fun. We're having a great month, and again, all these great incentives continue through the weekend. So, got to take advantage of them.
All right,
while they're out here.
You're open late tonight.
We are open really late tonight. 314-837.
Hang on, don't finish it. John the Third, give me the phone number.
Okay, that's 314-837-1800.
That's a good thing he knew that.
I'm sure he's dialed that number once or twice.
He didn't know that.
Well, I just wanted to throw it out there and make sure that he's learning everything he's supposed to be learning. Well, John the Third, what's that?
Yeah, John, you've been working here probably since you were 8, 9 years old.
Yeah.
True story, he and his brother Sam, number one and number two, they were here for about 3 or 4 weeks, and there was a soccer camp, a week-long soccer camp. So my dad comes in, God bless him, he goes, where are the boys? Where are we going for lunch today? I'm like, well, they're at a soccer camp. And he had this, like, lost look on his face. Soccer camp? Why aren't they here? I'm like, well, they're at a soccer camp. Well, he goes, what time is the soccer camp over with? I'm like, are you kidding me? I said, like 1:30. All right, well, have Mimi drive him over here. I said, you know, why don't you make that phone call? But, yeah, that's so they've worked here a lot, and they appreciate, you know, what it takes, you know, and they're the next generation. I can't work forever, Frank. I can't. I've been working for a long time. I'm getting tired.
Why don't you ease on out now?
Mm-hmm. No.
Ease on down the
road. Sounds to me like John the Third's ready to go.
Yeah.
He is. He's a lot funnier than I am.
Oh, yeah, that's impossible.
Better. Yeah, a lot better looking.
I bet he can't tell a good story like you just told about that soccer thing.
No.
Oh, my God.
That was a great story, wasn't it?
Yeah. That was riveted.
Woo!
Well, you got me back. I guess that was one of those. Well, you should have
been. Now we're even.
All right, Interstate 270, Washington, Elizabeth exit. And one thing I'll tell you right now, the city of Florissant listens every day.
Good for them.
All right, to Mayor Schneider, Andy Quinones, all the great people. You know, are you kidding me? Chief Tim Lowry, unbelievable. Great place to buy a car and truck here in St. Louis. So come and see us. We're open late. And thanks. Always a pleasure.
All right. We'll send them sticks. Nice talking to you.
Nice to talk to you. Thank you.
All right, John. See you later.
All right. See you, kids. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Can we play on one of our best ofs when we play that soccer story?
That story? Mm-hmm. I already got it flagged.
Great story.
Yep.
How did that... Now, what happened?
His dad...
The boys weren't there, and his dad said, where are they?
They went to their
soccer practice.
Yeah.
He said, well, when they get back, bring them in here.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Yeah. I think that was...
Yeah.
Is that it?
Yeah, what time do they get finished? He said about 1:30. Have Mimi bring them over.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll hear that again.
And John Jr. told him, you call Mimi.
Oh, yeah.
Well, oh, yeah, you forgot that part out.
Yeah, don't forget that part out. All right. We'll probably be looking for a new car dealer, Dad. For
sure.
Pretty soon. Nah, he's laughing right now. He is
thick-skinned.
Oh yeah, very thick. You have to be part of this. We're going to take a break and we're going to come back. I promise. Big 550, or I'm sorry, 550. The people.
Here's another guy that's thick-skinned. It's Tim Weiland with traffic, Tim.
And if you're traveling on westbound 70 in front of Lumiere Casino, you had a stall or a minor accident that was blocking the left lane. That was about 10 minutes ago. Traffic was really jammed up from the depressed section getting through that. You're slow eastbound 70 from about St. Louis Avenue to the Edward Jones Dome. Once you get over the Poplar Street Bridge, you are heavy on 5570 from 4th Street to Highway 64. Eastbound 64, that's jamming up from in between Grand and Compton to the Poplar Street Bridge. Looking at westbound 64, we're slow Hampton through McCausland. We're really heavy from Lindbergh out through Mason, and then from Timberlake Manor all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Looks like we've got some slow to stop-and-go pockets. Southbound 270, one solid jam between Olive and Doherty Ferry. This traffic report, it's brought to you by Applebee's. Your stomach doesn't care what time it is. After 9 p.m., Applebee's becomes the bees with half-price appetizers and drink specials. It's late night, done right. See you tomorrow. That's our With Your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic. I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Severe weather can happen at any time. At any time. Even if your power goes out, you can still tap the app. The KTRS app on your phone for the latest real-time updates on the latest weather conditions and warnings. We keep the information streaming live at KTRS.com. The Big 550 KTRS. Depend on it.
It's finally here. Summer. Time for fun in the sun with family and friends. Do you know what's missing from this picture? A boat. There's nothing like a boat to connect you to the outdoors and your family and friends. And there's no dealer like Inland Marine Boats, St. Louis's newest Ranger and Alumacraft boat dealer. You'll also find boats from Monterey, Bentley, Mercury, and Yamaha at Inland Marine Boats. Especially now, since the warm weather is here. You'll get the best pricing in the area with easy financing. And because a boat belongs in the water, an in-water demo can help you decide which boat is right for you. And the service? Inland Marine Boats offers full service on Mercury, Yamaha, and most other brands. You'll find a comprehensive parts department and boat storage when you need it. For sales and service, set your course to Inland Marine Boats in Barnhart, right off the Highway M exit on I-55, and ask for Dave Schnabel. Remember, you get only 18 summers with your kids. Make the most of it with a boat from Inland Marine Boats.
Hi, folks. Jay Farner here, president of Quicken Loans. We're thrilled to have helped over 125,000 homeowners save money by refinancing with HARP. But there are millions more of you who could be saving big money on your home loans by getting HARPed. With HARP, you may be able to refinance with Quicken Loans even if your home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you get HARPed and start saving. Or if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Once again, if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 33.
Hey, Cardinal fans, don't miss the excitement at Busch Stadium. Coming up on May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd. It's the Ritz kickoff to summer weekend. The Cardinals will battle the reigning world champion San Francisco Giants. You need to make sure to bring the whole family to Busch Stadium. Friday night is a fireworks night. Stay in your seat after the game to watch a dazzling fireworks display with the St. Louis Arch as the backdrop. Saturday, kids 15 and younger receive a replica Yadier Molina batting practice jersey, just like the one he wears, courtesy of Powerade and Shop and Save. Sunday, it's Six Flags Day. What a perfect way to start summer. Kids 48 inches and under receive a free ticket to Six Flags. That Sunday is also a Prairie Farms Run the Bases Day. Kids 15 and younger will be allowed to run on the bases at Busch Stadium. And if that's not enough, each game that weekend, kids will receive a free ticket to a future Cardinals home game. That's compliments of Ritz. That's May 31st, June 1st, and June 2nd. Tickets are available at Cardinals.com.
Here's big news for everyone looking to find powerful, effective relief for their joint discomfort. Instaflex, the number one selling joint supplement at GNC, is now finally available at major vitamin retailers everywhere. Instaflex is number one because it's our most powerful joint relief formula ever. And now the demand has become overwhelming. So to make sure everyone gets a chance to experience the incredible Instaflex difference, we're making it easier than ever to get. Now Instaflex is as close as your neighborhood GNC, Walgreens, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid Pharmacy, and Vitamin World. Instaflex provides powerful, effective joint relief for your knees, hands, even your hips. So if you've been disappointed by joint supplements that fail to give you the relief you need, you owe it to yourself to try Instaflex, especially now that its comforting relief is just minutes away. Powerful, effective joint relief has never been easier to find. Look for Instaflex now at GNC, Walgreens, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid Pharmacy, Vitamin World, and major vitamin retailers everywhere.
A wood deck is great,
but when it rains, the water drips through, making the area under the deck an unusable wet mess.
Don't you wish you could stop the drips so you can use that space under your deck as outdoor living space and even extra storage space? Rain-tight decks can do that by virtue of an underdeck ceiling system that collects the water and channels it away from your deck and porch to keep you dry and comfortable. Rain-tight decks.
What a concept.
Call 636-357-8385 for an estimate or go to RainTightDecks.com. Get more out of your deck with RainTight Decks.
It soars nearly 400 feet high over St. Louis, offering an alluring ambiance with a breathtaking view of downtown. It's 360 on top of Hilton at the ballpark next to Busch Stadium. Besides the view, you'll find an incredible selection of beer, wine, and signature cocktails. Plus, their small plates menu, perfect for noshing or for enjoying a shared meal. With bars and seating both inside and out, 360 Rooftop Bar is a great place to be all year round.
360. Sip. See. Savor.
Hi, this is Terry Hall, host of This Week in Real Estate, and I want to welcome you to join me every Saturday afternoon for This Week in Real Estate, heard right here on the Big 550 KTRS. This Week in Real Estate, a call-in program where you learn everything you want to know about buying, selling, problems you're having, maybe foreclosures or short sales. You learn it right here on This Week in Real Estate. That's This Week in Real Estate with Terry Hall, every Saturday afternoon from 3 until 5 p.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
I think tweeting is, most of it is stupid. Listen to this. Oprah. In USA Today, every day they list like the hot tweets of the day. Now tell me why anybody'd be interested in this. Here's a tweet from Oprah. Having lunch conva, which means, I guess, conversation.
Right. You gotta be careful with the amount of letters.
You only get so many letters.
Right.
Having lunch conva with Hugh Jackman. OMG, those abs are real.
Oh,
now, is there anybody who couldn't get along in life without having this tweet, knowing that Oprah is having a conva at lunch with Hugh Jackman? Here, who's FLOTUS? Who's that?
FLOTUS.
Oh, I have no idea.
Now, here's a tweet from FLOTUS.
Well, let me see.
FLOTUS. The first lady and kids from across the country just harvested the summer crop from the White House kitchen garden.
Oh, first lady of the United States.
Oh, so that's from Michelle Obama.
Yeah.
Here's her tweet. First lady and kids from across the country just harvested the summer crop from the White House kitchen garden. La-di-da.
Oh, I saw that garden. It was on CBS Sunday Morning or 60 Minutes or something. They showed the
And there are people that actually check these?
Apparently.
Here's one. Who is WTZHAL Wiz Khalifa? What was that?
Wiz Khalifa?
Wiz Khalifa.
Oh, yeah. He's a hip-hop guy, I think.
Wiz Khalifa?
Wiz Khalifa?
Wiz Khalifa.
Here's Wiz Khalifa's tweet. I need a new phone case. When I jazz my phone up, it helps me keep track of it better. Who cares?
Huh.
I don't get it.
Cameron Jibril Tamaz, better known as
Here's the other thing I don't get. These rappers, I see some, I never heard of Wiz Khalifa. I'll bet you he's worth, right now, he's worth $50 million.
Yeah.
I never heard of him. In a week, rappers are worth tens of millions of dollars. I'm living in another world. I don't know. I don't know who the people are who care who anybody's having lunch with. They don't care. They don't even know you. And they're tweeting out to anonymous people they don't even know they're tweeting to. I don't get it.
Well, here's a website. His net worth is only $11
million. Oh, okay. Well, he's a newcomer.
He's a new guy.
He's probably only been rapping like 3 days. What's his worth, net worth? How much?
$11
million. He'll get there. Transitional care. That's what you call the care that you need when you're out of the hospital. Before you go home, you're out of the hospital. They're not going to keep you. Insurance has paid all they're going to pay. Sorry, you have to be discharged. Yet you still need care. You can't go home. That's transitional care. There is one place you have to see before you make a decision where you're going to go or somebody in your family is going to go, and it's Life Care Center of Florissant. And I have to say this every time. If your reaction is, "Well, I'm not in Florissant," it doesn't matter. You know, if you needed to go to Barnes, you'd go to Barnes. I don't care if you lived in Sykeston, you'd go there. This is not a hospital. This is not a nursing home. This is a transitional care facility, and it is incredible. Built in 2010, but practically brand new. The best of the best of everything. If you're going to have to stay somewhere for a while, and the average stay is 27 days, why not stay in a place like this? The best facilities, the best people, the best rehab experts, and the best trained people. It is a very, very impressive place. Again, it's called Life Care Center of Florissant. Transitional care, they work with people who have had orthopedic injuries, heart attacks, strokes, a serious wound. They'll take care of you, get you home. Back to 100%. Life Care Center of Florissant.
Let's see how traffic's moving right now and go airborne with Tim Weiland.
Snap moving very well on northbound 270 just before Highway 64. You've got a new accident, and the three right lanes are blocked. Two of those lanes are the ramp lanes on 264. Only three left lanes getting through, but right now traffic is jammed back. Looks like it's a little bit south of Manchester. So a new accident here through three right lanes blocked on northbound 270 before Highway 64. On southbound 270, folks slowing down to take a look, and that has everything jammed up from midway between Page and Olive down to where the accident is, and then it opens up, and then south of the Clayton Road overpass, you have stop-and-go traffic there. Eastbound 270 slows east of McDonald through New Florissant. We looked at westbound 64. Told you you've got slow areas from Lindbergh out through Mason, from Timberlake Manor to Clarkson, and then out to about Long Road. Can't figure out what it is, but there looks like a highway patrolman or somebody parked sideways on the shoulder, and everybody's slowing down, and then after Long Road, everything opens up till you get to the Boone Bridge. This traffic report is brought to you by Qdoba. It's graduation season, and Qdoba's catering, it's the perfect fit. Let them focus on the food so you can focus on that special grad. Call 888-QDOBA-TO-GO to learn more about how Qdoba's fresh-made catering options can help make your grad's special day even more memorable. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lippert and the All-Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody. How you doing?
Great, Bill. How are you?
I'm great. Well, Forbes magazine has named Barack and Michelle Obama the world's most powerful couple.
Oh, okay.
Just barely edging out Batman and Robin.
Yeah, close race.
Yeah, and the president had a football throwing contest yesterday with New Jersey Governor Chris Christie. It was a little bit of confusion. Turns out Christie thought it was a football eating contest. I know that makes no sense, but yeah. I decided to leave it in.
Aren't you glad you did?
And the silence tells me that was a bad idea.
Yeah, probably bad idea.
Well, the Judge Joe Brown show is leaving the air after 15 seasons.
No.
Yeah, he'll be replaced by Judge Jay Leno.
I knew it.
And a Japanese guy's got a pretty cool invention. He'll take your unwanted documents and turn them into toilet paper.
All right.
Yeah, not really anything new. I mean, people have been doing that for years with the Post Dispatch.
Oh, hey.
And finally, this afternoon.
There goes that alliance.
Yeah.
Kevin Horrigan's going to contact you, buddy.
Yeah.
Well, according to a new survey, 67% of pet owners say they can understand what their pets say when they bark or meow.
Sure.
Yeah, now to put that in context, it's pretty impressive. I mean, only 35% of people say they understand what John Hadley is saying.
That's right, dude. What's your brother?
No Club segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, offending everyone, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRA.
Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
Bill Cleveland, brought to you by Laclede Cab. Working our way to the Playhouse. Got a good joke. A good joke I'll dedicate to the Chesterfield Police Department. I did mention that I got a ticket, didn't I? I'll mention that again today. So I'll dedicate my cop-stopping joke to the Chesterfield Police Department. If you're in the market for furniture, and I think people are in the market for furniture sometimes more often than they want to be, you have kids that leave home and you need to help them in their new dwelling, or kids that come back home and then you need furniture that you got rid of furniture that you didn't think you'd ever need, and then the point is, you buy furniture several times in your life, and if you'd like to avoid the fake ridiculous sales that some furniture stores have and just cut to the chase, then Ashley Furniture Home Stores. Gorgeous stores, big selection, terrific furniture, and no BS. Ashley nationally has sales, but the six stores locally don't participate. They just go ahead and put the furniture at those sale prices anyway. I think it's a refreshing way to sell terrific furniture. Edwardsville and Shiloh in Illinois, and South County, West County, Florissant, and O'Fallon, Missouri. Ashley Furniture Home Stores. A good deal every single day. 5 o'clock.
From ABC News. I'm Brad Wheatless. He did it, killed 16 Afghan villagers last year, and a U.S. Army soldier is ready to plead guilty. ABC's Alex Stone.
Brad, it was March 11th of 2012 when military prosecutors say Staff Sergeant Robert Bales went on a killing spree. The 39-year-old father...